is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't.
And we are finally back.
Yay! And it's summertime!
Yeah! Oh, okay, I'm not yaying anymore. I'm sorry.
It's hot.
I'm over it.
I know. It's really, really hot.
It was like nice for a couple of weeks, and now I feel like we just live in like scorched earth. And
well, I think 2 weeks ago, I started to fantasize about Halloween. I'm like, well, that's really weird.
Yeah, no, it's about right.
Because I spent like all winter fantasizing about summer.
Yeah. But the problem is, it's like we get this nice little window of like mild weather, and then it just goes right into...
Oh, you mean another season?
Yeah.
Oh, like a spring or fall?
What is those... that?
I know.
It's just been kind of brutal. It's been kind of brutal lately, and I've had like heat sickness twice this summer so far. So.
Rosalie calls it hot sick.
Hot sick works.
Because she gets hot sick all the time.
She does, actually.
She wilts like a little flower.
Yeah.
Well, and you saw her wilt like a little flower.
At the state...
Oh. But we were going to talk about our weekend together.
We'll get to the state fair in a second. Yeah. But we did spend the entire weekend together. Well, like half of the entire weekend together last week. It started with Bobby's band played a show at Old Ironsides.
And apparently you and I had a lot of things to work out because
apparently, like, I guess I think we did this twice, actually, now that I'm thinking
we
about
did.
It. We went into the bathroom together because, you know, I don't want to be cliche or anything, but ladies tend to travel in packs into bathrooms. So the first time we went to the bathroom, we were in there for a little while. Not a long time, though.
No, I would say that one probably was 20 minutes. It was longer than a bathroom experience should be.
Oh, okay. I don't even recall. But the second time, we locked ourselves into a stall. people probably thought we were like doing coke or something.
I know. Do you think there was a line out there too?
There might have been. Like, we're like, it was the big handicap stall, which I guess makes us assholes. But
yeah, I know. Well, no. Well, we scoped out the place.
Yeah, we did.
First off, we were the only women there. There's probably like five women
that
there, right?
That's true, because didn't somebody make a comment about that later on?
Yes. Well, so basically we spent an hour in the bathroom the second time.
Yeah.
So long that our friend Rochelle came in and like joined the bathroom party.
She was like the other, almost the only, like there's maybe four women there, and Rochelle was like, so you and me and then Rochelle. And so that left like maybe one other woman in the entire club. So yeah, we then ushered Rochelle into the stall with us.
But that must have looked so funny. Like, what do you think we were doing in there?
I think it was like, I think Corey was looking for me, or he was like, have you seen our wives? And like Bobby was like, I have no idea where they are. And then Rochelle came after us. Thanks, Rochelle. Sorry.
Yeah, but we ended up keeping her there.
Then we ended up keeping her. We're like, into the vortex. We had a really serious discussion, and I'm trying to
Well, it was about anxiety and things going on and our family. Friendship. We took a big look at our friendship. And
we did, actually. We did. That was the first conversation, now that I think about it.
Oh,
we had
okay.
a really deep conversation about our friendship on the first conversation.
Okay. That only took 20 minutes. What did we spend an hour talking about then?
I think that was the first one. There might have been a few tears involved in a hug.
I think there were tears both times.
I think there were. Yeah. Yeah. But the first one I think was the friendship one, and the second one I think was anxiety and family and I don't know, but we were in there a long time.
Menstrual cycles.
Right, because later when Corey asked me, he's like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, periods.
Now that's cliche.
I was like, that's right, because okay, it's all coming back to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle weighed in on the end of that conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, that was fun.
That was fun.
But, well, so anyway, the next day.
The next day.
We weren't prepared for the heat,
right?
Because we'd been drinking all night.
Right. So we thought it was a brilliant idea to go to the fair.
At the peak heat of the
peak
day.
Peak heat. And poor little Rosalie. I mean, like, seriously, as soon as we got there and got out of the car and started walking around, she just turned, her little face turned so pink. And,
oh, she was a little tomato right away. That was
And she was
sad.
Miserable. So we had to go inside, which I think we were all happy with. To go inside.
Well, she wasn't, because then it was, I want to go on a ride. Then it was, I want to see Smokey the Bear. I want to see the animals.
And you know, she was mostly a good sport, though, I think.
Do you remember? This just came to me. Remember the two guys that were trying to get that cow out?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. So we were in the 4-H section where they have all the cows and goats and whatever, and there are calves and stuff like that. Yeah, there were outside of that building, there were two guys like
they were gonna wash their heifer.
Yeah, and they were like in Wranglers and cowboy hats, and like they were wrangling this cow. And I remember because we all like kind of moved out of the way because we were worried that
I thought that cow was gonna go wild and like stampede.
Yeah, it was actually a little.
Is that it?
It was a little almost scary for a minute.
It was.
Yeah.
There was a scary part, but then it was just funny. And then actually it went on for so long that we saw it at several different times during the day.
Yeah. We're like, you guys got that cow yet?
Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Should have thought
that
cow's
of that. Getting the best of you.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. What else about the fair?
We got a rainbow grilled cheese sandwich and we got a fried grilled cheese sandwich.
So you got the rainbow grilled cheese and then Corey.
Well, Rosalie did.
Corey wanted the deep fried grilled cheese, which I had to go back and wait in line for because there was like some miscommunication. I didn't know he wanted it. So I had to go back and get in line. And then afterward, he was like, I am never doing. He only ate half of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't let me do that again. I was like, yeah.
And no. Do you remember that we went to that stand after we went to the restroom? And remember, you're like, this is the hottest pee I've ever felt.
It was such a hot pee. I'm really sorry, you guys, you have to hear this.
But it was so hot outside.
It was so hot outside that we went to the bathroom. I was like, this is so miserable. My pee is hot.
But as soon as you said that, and then I was like, oh my God, this is really terrible.
It was awful. I was like, pee is supposed to, like, when you go to the bathroom, it's supposed to be a relief, right?
Yeah.
It was not a relief. It was disgusting.
That was the fair. Oh, but the fair, I feel like, and Bobby said it's not true. He said it's always been this way. I felt that, like, there were grosser people there this year.
I feel like it's, okay, I'm going to have to side with Bobby on this one. I think that the heat makes us less tolerant of just that in general. Just sort of the, I don't know. Just
the fun part, though, is some guy did talk to us and we did come up with the term commuter beer.
Oh, that's right. We were waiting in line. I think that was when Corey was taking Rosalie on a ride and we had just gotten beers from like a Coors or Budweiser stand or something. Mm-hmm. And so they have the beer garden at the fair, which is pretty nice because it's shady and they have like really good craft beer. But we, you know, you can't just go to the beer garden every time. So that's going to take off like precious time from here.
And plus, it's too hot to walk that far.
Right. So we had gotten I think it was Bud Light or something. Yeah. And the guy's like, oh, where'd you get those beers? And so we point. And then he's like, isn't there a beer garden over there? We're like, yeah, but that's a way over there. And it's like, these are, I think I said, these are our stopover beers.
Yeah, stopover beer. And then we're like, no, it's a commuter
it's
beer.
It's a commuter beer.
It's to get you to the beer garden.
Yeah, right. You need beer to go to the beer garden. I mean, come on, learn how to fare.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That's about it for the fair. Because then, so our third night of seeing each other was we went to see Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears, yes. Which was amazing.
It was so much fun.
It was
oh my
really
God.
Good.
So you guys had better seats than we did, but we were up in the nosebleed. I mean, we were literally the second row from the back, like the second to last row, because we bought our tickets really late.
We bought ours the day they came out.
Yeah, I remember because you didn't ask us if you wanted to go with us. So Corey and I ended up buying tickets pretty late, and I didn't want to pay. Like when we were buying them, it's like getting something that was, it was just going to be an outrageous amount of money. But it was still really fun where we were at. And we had seen Tears for Fears already a couple of years ago and they were amazing, but I've never seen Hall & Oates before.
That was great.
They were both so good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
The funny thing about Tears, it's not actually funny. I don't know why I said that, but the thing about Tears for Fears is, you know, they canceled the rest of their tour.
They did. My friend David, who went to that show, texted me the next day and said that they had some sort of family emergency. So I hope everything's okay. And I'm just really glad we got to see them.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
That was a really fun show.
You know who else is having a family emergency right now?
Who?
The Trump family.
I like your segue there. Smooth.
Well, speaking of smooth, let's talk about the mooch.
Oh my God, the mooch.
This has been the craziest, like, I don't want to say the craziest week because it's been the craziest
right.
6 months.
Right, right. This is like, I mean, it's kind of just par for the course, but it's like, I said this earlier, it's like you think that it can't get any worse and then it just does, and then it's just like, well, this is just like the new standard. It's just like,
you think it can't get any worse and then Donald Trump says, hold my beer.
And then the mooch says, well, I can't even repeat what he said.
I read it to Bobby. Bobby's like, what are you reading? I'm like, no, I'm reading the news.
This is the New Yorker. It's like really classy reading material.
He's like, he really said that. Yeah. Yes. That is the time we are living in.
Oh my God, the mooch. So we didn't talk about this. So we all know the mooch is the new director.
Scaramucci. Yeah.
Do we have to call him? We don't call him by his real name. Okay.
Oh, just the mooch.
Just the mooch.
What is he?
He's the director of communication. Okay. Yeah. So he so he caught, he basically,
can we do air quotes when we say communication?
Yes. Okay. Right now we are doing lots of air quotes. Because, well, he does, I'll say this, he does communicate.
He's got a way. Doesn't mince words.
He's got a way with words. So this is the guy that prompted Sean Spicer to quit. I mean, we gotta pour one out for old Spicy.
You know
tonight.
What? You and I, well, not you. I won't speak for you, but I've always had a soft spot for that poor guy.
I've had like a soft spot of pity for him.
That's what it is. Yeah. I feel so sorry for
that guy.
This
is the guy, you know, who hid in the bushes and like, yes. You know, all I know is like, Melissa McCarthy, please don't leave.
I know.
You gotta have at least one like,
but the mooch is who should have been in this job. Like, that's the guy for this presidency.
Well, yeah, because he's a perfect fit for Trump. But so, okay, so he takes this job. He immediately starts talking smack about people.
Yes.
To the New Yorker. Then says, oh, if I had known that the reporter was going to... I'm like, you're the director of communications. Oh, how do you not know how reporting works? Then, did you hear about his wife?
No.
So, he's been set. His wife filed for divorce in early July because of how like
terrible he is.
Because he wasn't always like total pro Trump guy. Now
he actually was anti.
Yeah, and so he's been like, I guess according to the, you know, the gossip columns, he's been like just pushing and pushing and pushing to kind of get into the White House. And his wife finally filed for divorce. His wife was 9 months pregnant. She gave birth on Monday, and on Friday it came out that he hadn't even gone to see the baby yet, but sent her a text.
Oh,
and
good.
Said,
oh, then it's fine. What's your problem?
Right. He sent her a text and said, I think I might be getting this wrong, but this is the general spirit of it. Congratulations. I will pray for our child.
I have never wanted to like harm somebody. Right? That's a stranger for such a small. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's who's the new director of communications.
Well, good for him.
But that's just one moment in the entire week of
Trump world. Well, yeah, because then Rance Priebus, I'm going to say he resigned, but...
No, so I read that, and this, I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that he found out about that he got replaced when Donald Trump tweeted it out.
Which doesn't surprise me, because that's what happened to Comey.
Yeah.
Or he found out on the news.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. What else happened this week in Trump
world? Well, he's ridiculed Sessions.
Yeah.
And
basically threatened him.
Yeah.
Which I refuse to feel sorry for Jeff Sessions. But
I can't either. Yeah, well, I don't know. I do feel sorry for him for that face. I mean,
I do feel sorry for that face.
That's unfortunate.
You are right. I feel sorry that nature gave him that face. Yes. Made him a little racist hobbit.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And what else was there? There was too
much. The healthcare thing.
Oh, my duh. See? Yeah. That's how crazy the week was. You forget about this.
Yeah.
Like,
so Thursday they did the healthcare vote. Corey and I actually stayed up. We were streaming C-SPAN on, I think, his phone and like streaming it to our TV so we could watch it. So we were watching during the vote, like when McCain voted.
Okay.
Yeah.
You actually saw it happen real
well,
time.
Well, so it's funny because we're watching it and they're doing the roll call of vote. And they call McCain, and I couldn't hear what he said. I was like, what did he say? And then a few minutes later, that's when he comes out onto the floor and does the whole, like, thumbs down thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody starts cheering. So we were trying to figure out, like, could they not hear him the first time? And then he came out to reinforce his vote. I'm not really sure what happened there. But
whatever it was. Thank you, John McCain.
Yes. Okay, I want to talk.
I know.
No. I want to talk about that. You think you know what I'm going to say, but I don't think you know what I'm going to say. So.
Thank you.
I immediately, like, I spent the last, whenever it was that John McCain came back to vote, to take it to a vote, people were, including me, were like, you know, fuck you, John McCain, because, you know, you've got this amazing healthcare insurance, mm-hmm. and you've got brain cancer, and you come back to ensure that you can take away people's healthcare rights, right? Mm-hmm. So on Thursday night, I was like, I'm raising a glass, you know, to John McCain, and to Susan Collins, and to Linda Murkowski.
Yes.
And all these people are like, well, you know, the women did it first, Murkowski and Collins. And I'm, you know, like people that I know were, like, posting things on Facebook and Twitter. And, like, I almost felt like, are you trying to make me feel like I'm being anti-feminist? Because I'm also praising McCain. Because you understand that, yes, Murkowski and Collins... they always wanted to vote against it.
Yes.
So I have a lot of respect for them in that count. But you do realize that without McCain, we would not be where we're at now.
Thank you. Okay, you're right. you did not say what I thought you were going
right,
to
you
say.
Thought I was going to be out the window.
I thought that.
Yeah.
Whatever that face was you just made is what I thought you were going to be doing.
No, I just felt like, let's give McCain due where due is. I mean, nobody's
thank
taking
you.
Away. You know that I'm the biggest feminist killjoy there is. But no one's taking away the due and credit for the two women who were on the right side of history to begin with. Like, I'm raising my glass to them as well, but God damn it, John McCain deserves a drink tonight, and
absolutely.
I'm drinking to him.
So, okay, I don't know how much I want to say right now about John McCain, but I've always had a soft spot for John McCain. I always have. In the early 2000s, he had an organization called Common Cause, and it was to support bipartisan measures, having both parties work together. And I've always seen him as this really, like, smart guy, and I had so much respect for him. And then he did the Sarah Palin thing. I was like, oh, no. And then he did some other things. I'm like, oh, no. But then he's got brain cancer. So I'm like, ah.
Well, here's the thing. I think I'm in the same place as you. It's like John McCain has done a lot over the years that I have a lot of respect for. And then the candidacy, although I'll say this. So he had Palin as his running mate. But even then, during that campaign, there was that moment where during one of the debates, a woman asked him a question about, you know, Obama being a Muslim, you know, and he stopped her. Mm-hmm. You know, in the middle of her questioning, it was just like, no, he's, you know, basically like Obama being sort of like this terrorist, you know, and he's like, he's a decent man. And so I felt like, you know, has McCain always made the right choices? No. Although I will say in the last couple of weeks, I've been like, you know, I've been that person who's been like, screw you. You've got this amazing health care insurance and you've got, you know, it's like you get to take advantage of that while millions of people are going to lose. And so I was really angry. But on Thursday night, I welled up. And I was, you know, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. This fight is not even far from over. But for one moment, this person did the right thing along with these two other women, along with all the other Democrats who've been doing the right thing from day one, you know, on health care.
The best part about it, though, is Donald Trump can't say anything to him because he will look like the biggest asshole. I mean,
and it's funny because he hasn't, because he's done the tweets that are just sort of blanket blame on Democrats and on, you know, Republicans have to get it. Did you see the tweets that he had about how they have to change the rules of the Senate
to get
to a 60 majority? And it's like, you do understand that this was a thing where you just needed the 52 votes. You didn't need 60 votes. Like, exactly. What do you even know how this works?
No, he doesn't.
I'm like, I don't pretend to be some like I don't know a lot about it, but I'm like, I understand how it works.
So, okay. So last night, Bobby and I went to my cousin's house.
Okay.
My cousin Ian, and she wanted to keep Rosalie for a couple days. And so we thought that was a great idea. And, you know, it's not that in marriages, you know, you need to spend time alone
parent out there would be like, yeah, hallelujah. You need some time to yourself.
Let's be the people we were 4.5 years ago for a day.
It's healthy for yes.
But anyway, the funny part was, so we get home and it's midnight and I'd been drinking and Bobby didn't, but he was really, really tired. And so he's like, you just watch what you want on TV and I'll fall asleep on the couch. So I think he thought I was going to watch Teen Mom, which fair enough. flipping through channels and I see The Deer Hunter. I'm like, oh, well, here we go. And Bobby's like, why'd you do that? Now I have to stay up.
Aww.
And so we ended up watching it. And it was just so sad. And like, you just realize like what a great movie that is. And in that movie, you know, they are prisoners of war at a certain point. And it made me think about like the terrible things that John McCain saw.
And then what Donald Trump said about how he doesn't respect people who are captured. He only respects people who where was I today? I went to get my car washed today and I was sitting in the waiting room and they had like CNN was on and there's like some new CNN special like Trump, how did he get elected? And I was like when in the past have we ever had a president where they were a news organization that has a special like how did that person get, it's like it's such a bizarre time.
It is.
I mean, I'm really just stating the obvious here.
I
think that it's like the weirdness has not worn off.
No, yet. It has not. No.
7 years into his or seven feels like 7 years.
May I mean, as well
17
then.
Years of Obamacare. So that's right. So 7 years.
I can't.
Honestly, it does feel like every month is a year.
Yes, yeah. You're correct.
All right.
Well, okay, so speaking of movies and then watching that. So we watched that movie last night. Like, cinematic masterpiece, amazing film. So
I
then
we've seen it.
So, okay, in Woodland, they have the State Theater. It's this Art Deco theater that they just redid.
Yeah, and they just sort of refurbished it recently, right?
Yeah, and they serve wine and beer there now, as every theater should.
Obviously.
I mean, that only makes... Everything should serve wine and beer. Mm-hmm. If the library served wine and beer...
You'd be there.
Like. I would be there. So we went to see a movie, and they only have one big theater and then a couple like auxiliary theaters. So Bobby really wanted to go to the big one. I wanted to see Dunkirk. They're only playing two movies there. Mm-hmm. It was Dunkirk and Atomic Blonde.
Oh.
So I wanted to see Dunkirk. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. But Atomic Blonde was the one playing on the big screen.
Okay, so I want to see Atomic Blonde. Am I no longer going to want to see Atomic Blonde?
Okay, so.
I love Charlize Theron.
Okay, so.
Crushing my dreams already.
Well, so I was thinking, I told Bobby it's like a quality versus quantity thing. It's like we have this time to go see a grown-up movie together at this theater.
Yeah.
We can either go see a good movie or we can go see one that's really, really big. Bobby kind of did, I guess I'll call it the stereotypical male thing, because he wanted to see a really big movie.
Okay.
And then after we started watching, I'm like, oh, I get it. Because it's like Charlize Theron, like, naked all
over.
Oh, is
she naked?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I mean, it was like, I hate to say this, it was like a guy movie. It followed a formula.
See, that's so weird, because, that's disappointing, because when I see the commercials, I'm like, oh, like, awesome female James Bond, like, kick ass.
Which she was.
Okay.
But it was still a guy movie.
But it's sort of James Bond movie where she's both James Bond and the Bond girl.
Well, there's like, I can't describe it. I see what, so not exactly. I mean, she does kick ass the whole time, but it was just designed for
male gaze.
Yes.
Got it.
That's exact. Thank you. Okay. That's exactly what it was.
Got it.
I mean, there were parts where she was like all bloodied and terrible. I mean, she probably even looked beautiful then, which.
I mean, she does.
I mean, it's annoying, but.
Yeah. I mean, you saw, what was the Mad Max movie? I mean.
Oh, yeah. She was so good in that.
Yeah.
God,
I really...
That movie. Now, you want to talk about feminism. That movie.
Yeah. Like, I really like Charlize Theron, so...
I do, too.
You know.
I felt like with the Mad Max movie, that was an action film, but I felt like the... what am I trying to say? She was not sexualized in any way.
No, what I loved about the Mad Max film is she really kind of occupied the role that is usually the male role.
Yes.
Where she was the silent one. She wasn't emotional, wasn't... She didn't want a relationship, you know, whereas the guy's like, hey, what about me? And she's just like stone cold kick ass.
Stone cold Steve Austin?
Yeah. No. Steve Austin into this.
Darn it.
But I loved that in the Mad Max films. Like, she was not at all a traditional like female
yes.
role in that.
And I would have been okay if that's what this was. But there was just this thing. Okay.
I'm probably going to still see it, but I'm going to keep that in mind.
I wish we would have watched Dunkirk. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Anyway, Bobby thanked me for watching it with him.
As he should.
But speaking of like good things to watch, Stranger Things is coming back.
I am so excited. So to be honest, I've actually not fully watched the new trailer. I was watching, you know, you do that thing where you're like looking at Facebook on your phone and you don't turn the volume up. So I just watched the trailer.
All of a sudden it starts blasting something at 10 o'clock at night.
So I just watched the trailer with the sound off. And even then I was excited though. I'm like, it's coming back.
Yeah, I was really, I did watch the full trailer, but to be honest, I don't know. Maybe I'd had a glass of wine because it didn't make a lot of sense to me, which is great. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pick out parts and be like, oh, that's what's going to happen. So,
yeah.
I'm very excited.
October.
I'm sad you're not watching Twin Peaks. And
I know. So here's, I mean, Corey's not a big Twin Peaks fan. I'm old enough to remember when it first came out. And I loved the first season. And then the second season, I kind of fell off. And I think I have felt... Maybe it's not fair, but I have felt cheated by so many reboots of TV
shows.
Which
is fair.
Like, even, like, X-Files and...
Fair.
You know, like, I was a huge Arrested Development fan, and then the new Arrested Development, I was like, I can't get through this.
That was disappointing.
So I think I feel very, like, just apprehensive about trying it out.
You're being very guarded with
your
feelings.
I'm very guarded in, like, self-protection right here. So, but you are not the only person who, I mean, everybody keeps telling, not everybody, but you know,
and
lots
it's fine. I'm not gonna. I'm not the boss of your TV. I mean, you do what you need to do.
I know. I'm just feeling a little defensive about it.
Okay.
But, okay.
But that's all I'm watching right now.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, all I'm really watching is HGTV. Oh. And I know. This is my...
Wait. I didn't know it was time for Boring Corner.
HGTV is like what I call my rage TV watching.
Oh.
Where... It's usually reserved for... So we do watch a couple of other shows, but if we don't... If one of us doesn't have the energy to invest in, like, an hour-long show, then it's just like, let's just turn on, like, House Hunters or, like, flipping... You know, one of the, like, Flip or Flop or something, and we're going to watch that, and then we're just going to, like, vent and get out all of our aggression by yelling at the TV, and that pretty much works every time. It's really a good way to decompress at night, where I'm just like... Fuck you. You don't like that house because you don't like the color of paint. Oh my God. So there's a lot of like cussing at the TV. Huh. So I call it rage watching.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's a sport.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
anywho.
So, okay. Well, I guess it is time for Boring Corner.
Is it time for Boring Corner?
It is.
Note. Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about my trip to the grocery store today.
Okay. You brought this up downstairs and you started giggling so hard. I was like, save it.
I don't know if anyone is going to think it's as funny as I
do. This is Boring Corner after all.
Okay. So Bobby and I are getting a few things today on our like grown-ups only shopping trip.
Wait, which store
did
you go to?
Bel Air in Woodland.
Okay.
So we go to the 15er Things Express Lane.
Yeah.
For some, like somebody's trying to return something there
in the 15.
That takes forever. People behind us like move to other lines and get out before us, and we're just pissed. And then there's this old lady in front of us who's trying to like slide in a coupon for a different type of bread, and then they have to go find the other bread. So it's like quick stop is just taking forever. And Bobby's trying to get irritated. Yeah. I was too, but
I can feel this right now.
Like, but at a certain point, it was one of those things where it was like kind of funny. It's like okay, this is just. Out of control how bad this is. Like, I think the first woman was trying to like return flip-flops she'd bought at Bel Air. I mean, it just was really bad.
You're like, you're just stuck with those flip-flops, okay, lady?
So he and I are walking out of the store just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I can't believe that. And so we get in the car and we're trying to get out. And so then the old lady that was in front of us trying to sneak by the bread, she's trying to drive, and we're kind of like at a T with her. She's, you know what I'm talking, what's
like
that called?
T-boning?
Yeah. Waiting for her to go, but she can't go because there's these two minivans right next to each other. They're both trying to pull out at the same time and they just cannot fucking figure it out. And so it was thinking like they would like each one would move back and then the other one would move back and then it just nobody was stopping and then the old lady was like getting more and more mad.
This is making me feel like okay, Bel Air parking lot, like heavy metal parking lot.
It was so crazy. Like... But we could not stop laughing because then at that point it was just so ridiculous that this quick trip to the store had turned into like hell on earth. But
all right.
Anyway, so now if I say the two minivans trying to pull out, Bobby will just die laughing because it was so terrible.
He did start chuckling down when you said that.
It was really funny.
So that's your boring corner?
That's my boring corner.
Okay, I don't know if my boring corner is as good as your boring corner.
Well, maybe mine was too spicy for boring corner. I apologize.
It might be, actually.
Really? Well, it should just be a trip to the grocery store.
Yeah, I feel like you just sort of raised the bar right there.
Sorry.
So thanks a lot.
I know. Okay, we'll work this out.
Okay, so my boring corner is that Corey's going out of town for like 5 days. So he goes, I've taken him to the airport Tuesday morning.
Is he going to Florida?
Yeah, he's going to Florida.
I knew it.
Yeah, every year he has to go to this conference for his job in Florida. And everybody's always like, oh, Florida is so much fun. He's like, no, it's first of all, it's Sunrise, Florida. So it's like, I don't know, it's like maybe an hour away from Miami and it's humid as fuck. And he spends most of his time in a conference room or in like office meetings and the food is awful.
Because he's vegetarian,
right. So he always gets home like he goes, like he'll be there Tuesday, I pick him up Sunday. By the time I pick him up Sunday, he's gonna be grumpy and just like,
yeah,
you know. But so the whole thing is just like, he's like, are you gonna miss me? And
oh god.
So we do this thing, I'm like yeah, I'm gonna miss you, and you know, I'm like, are you gonna miss me? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
are you both just lying to each other?
No. So we do this thing. It's like I think when I went on my trip earlier this summer, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna miss you. I'm like, I mean, I'm gonna miss the cats up here, and then you're gonna be like after the cats. So today he's like, I'm like, are you gonna miss me? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, the cats are above me, right? He's like, well, yeah.
I mean, fair enough.
But it's like, okay, so I have the house to myself for like a week, which, okay, it's This is the point in our marriage where we're at. Like, we've been married for a long time, and I love him to death. I mean, like, you know, he's my best friend, and, like, you know what I mean.
You don't need to but sell
like,
yourself here.
I'm like, oh, my God, you're leaving?
Oh, God.
Like, let me help you pack.
I know.
I will drive you to the airport.
For a while, Bobby was going on tour with MTX, yeah, like, quite often. Yeah. And, you know, that is like, oh, God, it's been a lot.
It's but just, it's something about, like, having the house to myself completely. Mm-hmm. Like, just being, watching whatever I want, however stupid it is.
Things stay cleaner.
Not that he would ever stop. Not that he would ever be like, oh, you can't watch that. It's just, like, without.
Oh, there's a wall of judgment.
Right. It's just, like, I can do whatever I want. I can eat whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I don't have to explain anything. I can, like, I can leave the house as messy as I want and just clean it up right before he gets
see,
home.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, when Bobby's gone, like, the house is just immaculate.
Because there's nobody around to fuck it up. Yeah, yeah.
Even with Rosalie here, like, it's still just super clean. And it's not like Bobby's a messy human being. I don't know what it is.
No, it's just, there's just something, though, like, for me, like, it's not that the house gets messy. I just might, there might just be, like, a small pile of things that I just don't touch until he gets home. Okay,
that's fair.
But I don't know what it is. It's like, I love him dearly, but the fact that he's going out of town for, like, 5 nights, I'm like, I'm so excited. And I'm like, and am I going to do anything scandalous or fun? No.
No. I'm excited for you.
I'm like, I'll probably, like, stay up late writing, you know? And, you know, maybe I'll finish watching, like, 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
We know. You could start Twin Peaks.
You know what? Maybe I'll watch an episode.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay.
Well, don't watch an episode, because the first one you're going to be like,
Okay, this is a good question. So I always have this problem with new shows, like, and I mean, Twin Peaks isn't new, but a new season of it, so it's essentially new. Do I need to watch, what episode does it get good on?
I would say the second one, you're intrigued.
Okay, because I have this thing where it's like, a lot of times.
No, third.
A lot of times it's like, if you start a new show, the first episode is just not representative of what it is. But I'm guilty of giving up on the first episode.
Yes.
So I need somebody to tell me to, like,
me
stick
too.
It out.
Stick it out. Probably episode 3 is where you're like, oh, okay.
Okay. If I finish 13 Reasons Why, then I will start Twin Peaks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess that's it.
Is that
Rachel?
It? Are we going to end on that note?
Yeah.
A boring corner for the win.
In true boring corner style.
You guys like boring corner, right?
Yeah. From what I've heard, people like boring corner
because we all have a boring corner.
I think life is called boring corner.
All right. So on that note, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Good Girls Don't was produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah. Engineered by
me,
Paloma Jordan,
and Bobby.
Dinner provided by Bobby Jordan, right?
Well,
with
I did all the prep.
Oh, okay, sorry. Bobby Jordan and Paloma Jordan. I don't get to say the part about childcare provided by Auntie Ian.
Yes so you do.
So what does Corey get thanked for?
Oh, hmm. Hey.
Hey, no. Transportation services provided by Corey Vick.
Thank you. I was going to give Corey a shout out for not getting too hangry, so.
Yours is nicer. We haven't eaten dinner yet. All right, on that note.
Yes. Bye.
Good night. Bye.